Rounding the Horn, from Dorber, by John Masefield. Then came the cry of,
"Call all hands on deck!"
The Dorber knew its meaning. It was come. Cape Horn, that tramples beauty into wreck, and crumples steel and smites the strong man dumb. Down clattered flying kites and staysails. Some sang out in quick, high calls. The fair lead skirled, and from the southwest came the end of the world.
"Lay out!"
the bosun yelled. The Dorber laid out on the yard, gripping the yard, and feeling sick at the mighty space of air displayed below his feet, where mewing birds were wheeling. A giddy fear was on him. He was reeling. He bit his lip half through, clutching the jack. A cold sweat glued the shirt upon his back. The yard was shaking, for a brace was loose. He felt that he would fall. He clutched. He bent, clammy with natural terror to the shoes, while idiotic promptings came and went. Snow fluttered on a windfloor and was spent. He saw the water darken. Someone yelled,
"Frap it! Don't stay to furl! Hold on!"
He held. Darkness came down. Half-darkness. In a whirl, the sky went out. The waters disappeared. He felt a shocking pressure of blowing hurl the ship upon her side. The darkness speared at her with wind. She staggered, she careered, then down she lay. The Dorber felt her go. He saw her yard tilt downwards. Then the snow whirled all about, dense, multitudinous, cold, mixed with the winds, one devilish thrust and shriek, which whiffled out men's tears, defeated, took hold, flattening the flying drift against the cheek. The yards buckled and bent. Man could not speak. The ship lay on her broadside. The wind's sound had devilish malice at having got her drowned. How long the gale had blown, he could not tell. Only the world had changed. His life had died. A moment now was everlasting hell. Nature, an onslaught from the weather side, a withering rush of death, a frost that cried, shrieked till he withered at the heart. A hail plastered his oilskins with an icy mail.